This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba and the main opposition party CPN-UML chairperson KP Sharma Oli hold discussion today. Election Commission calls application for election observation. And Ukraine marks Independence Day amid fear of Russian attacks. Now, the news in detail. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba and the main opposition party CPN-UML chairperson KP Sharma Oli have held a meeting today. The leaders said that they discussed contemporary political issues in the meeting held at the Prime Minister's official residence, Balwatar. CPN-UML vice chairperson Subhash Nembang, who participated in the meeting, informed that there was a discussion between the two leaders regarding the November 20th general elections, the bill submitted to the House of Representatives regarding investigation of disappeared persons, Truth and Reconciliation Commission, and the citizenship bill sent back to the parliament by the president with a message. Chair Oli drew Prime Minister Deoba's attention to the need to create an environment to conduct the elections on November 28th in a fair and fearless environment. Prime Minister Deoba said that he has taken the issues raised by Chair Oli positively and will discuss them in a ruling coalition as well. Congress leader and Minister for Communications and Information Technology, Gyanendra Bahadur Karki, and UML Vice Presidents Subhash Nembang and Bishnu Paudil also participated in the meeting. The Election Commission has solicited applications from national organizations interested to observe upcoming elections for the members of the House of Representatives and Provincial Assembly. The Election Commission has already called for applications from international organizations for election observation. The Commission issued a notice yesterday asking to submit an application with necessary documents within 15 days through an information system. According to the notice, the organizations that were involved in election observation in previous elections would not be allowed to participate in the process if their election observation report was not submitted. CPN Maoist Center Chairperson Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has said the bill relating to the acquiring citizenship was misinterpreted. Talking to journalists today, Dahal, also the former Prime Minister, claimed that the citizenship bill was misinterpreted to serve an implied ill objective. The citizenship bill is now under consideration in the National Assembly and it would go to the President for authentication after its endorsement from the Upper House. The Development and Technology Committee of the House of Representatives has expressed its concern over the implementation of a 35-kilometer-long broad-gauge railway from Kurtha of Janusa to Bardiwas of Mohottari. The project is part of the Jayanagar-Bardiwas railway service, which has been partially operational since last April. A delegation from the committee, led by its president, Kalyani Kharka, inspected the project and updated itself about disputes in compensation distribution, process status, and possible ways for sorting out issues. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. People in Ukraine are marking the country's Independence Day amid tight security measures because of fears of renewed Russian strikes. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has said that Russia could launch a massive attack and that Ukraine would also give a strong response in retaliation. In his usual late-night address, Zelensky said Ukraine is celebrating the day of their flag while fighting against the most dreadful threat to their statehood. He urged people to follow safety rules in place in cities such as Kiev and Kharkiv, including curfews and air raid sirens. Zelensky also outlined some of the activities planned to mark the national holiday, including awards for people from all walks of life who have helped with the war effort. India's government has sacked three Air Force officers for the accidental firing of a missile into Pakistan in March. The incident escalated tensions between two nuclear-armed nations. Delhi had blamed the deeply regrettable incident to a technical malfunction during routine maintenance. Islamabad warned Delhi to be mindful of the unpleasant consequences of the such negligence and to avoid a repeat. Indian Air Force said in a statement the officers responsible for the 9th March incident have been terminated from service. The Pakistan military said that the missile had endangered many passengers and international flights in India and Pakistan airspace, as well as human life and property on the ground. Qatar has deported migrant workers who protested about unpaid wages as the country prepares for the Football World Cup in November. At least 60 workers rallied outside Al Bandari International Group's Doha offices on 14th of August. Some reportedly had not been paid for 7 months. Qatari government confirmed that a number of workers who took part in the rare protest in Doha had been detained for breaching public security laws. It is understood that a minority of those who failed to remain peaceful face deportation, and rights groups say some have already left the country. Head of a human rights organization specializing in labor migrants, Mustafa Kadri, said the workers who protested were from Bangladesh, India, Nepal, Egypt, and the Philippines. Now, the general weather forecast for the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country, with chances of light to moderate rain in most places today. There is a possibility of light to moderate rain accompanied by thunder and lightning at some places in Province No. 1, Bagmati, Karnali and Sudarpashchim provinces, and at a few places in the rest of the provinces. At present, the monsoon low pressure through is situated towards the south than its normal position in the west, and towards the north than its normal position in the east. For tonight, the weather is forecast to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly region, while it will be partly cloudy to generally fair in the remaining regions. There are chances of light to moderate rain along with thunder and lightning at a few places of Province No. 1 and Lumbini Province, and at one or two places in the rest of the provinces tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has stated that the minimum temperature in Kathmandu Valley was 20.4 degrees Celsius and the maximum of 31.5 degrees Celsius over the last 24 hours. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba and main opposition party CPN-UML chairperson K.P. Sharma Oli hold discussion today. Election Commission calls application for election observation. And Ukraine marks Independence Day amid fear of Russian attacks. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website, www.onlineradionepal.gov.np, and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.